Hello, welcome to Light of Judah Online. Today's subject we're dealing with is called prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind, and we're doing part 9 from a 10-part series. We're doing the subject today, or the topic today, through Jesus, we are partakers in the blessing. We see this in Galatians 3:13 and 14. Reading from verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Going down to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, it says, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What these scriptures are saying, that there is the blessing that came through Abraham to the believer. It also says that if you're in Christ, you are Abraham's seed. That means if you're born again, you inherit the blessing that was promised to Christ, the seed, from Abraham by God. Therefore, you inherit through Christ Jesus the blessings, the promises of Abraham, and the prosperity of Abraham as well. Jesus is our high priest forever. Therefore, when you tithe to him. Like Abraham brought his tithe to Melchizedek, we pay our tithes to Jesus and receive the blessing from Jesus. See Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20, to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16. When you pay your tithes, present them to Jesus and experience the blessing exchange. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 to 18. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gained me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. When you become rich, do not forget where the wealth came from. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 17 to 18, it all belongs to God anyway. It takes faith to tithe. Not to tithe takes no faith. The whole kingdom of God is based on faith and on giving as well as receiving. God is not trying to separate you from your money and make you poor. He's trying to connect you to the empowerment of the blessing and to give you prosperity and overflow. Tithing is your transaction in the natural, which connects you to the supernatural, which then releases the blessing into your natural life, you might say. You are given by God the right to make financial final decisions. Tithing was before the law that was given. A vow of poverty is directly against the word of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. To accept and to walk in poverty is actually not being humble, but in fact walking in pride. The world does not want to walk in poverty and will not accept God if they think that he is a God of poverty. How can a Christian be a blessing to the world if they are not first blessed by God? Satan is the author of poverty, lack, and debt, or the curse. God is the author of the blessing. Let me say this quite simply in an example. The rain from heaven is free to the earth, but it takes money to pump that rain into the houses of men. The gospel has been purchased by the blood of Jesus, but is still made free to the earth, and it is available, and also takes money to put it into the houses of men. God needs the wealth of the world, of the wicked, put through the hands of the believer, his family, that he can trust the family to direct the money to where he sends it. This is part of why God wants a believer to be prosperous, is to receive the wealth of the world, and then God can direct that wealth of the world by speaking to the believer to say, put it into this ministry or to do that. It is God's will from the very beginning to have man in prosperity, and it is still God's will for man to be prosperous and in prosperity. Poverty, lack, and debt are against the word of God. They're against God's will and against the development of mankind. Therefore, it is important to renew the mind of a believer or a person to the way God thinks. This is always opposite to the world. I hope you've noticed that the thinking of God, the thinking that God puts into a believer, is 180 degrees opposite to the world system. God doesn't work on the world system. God works on his system, a kingdom system and kingdom principles. Thank you once again for being with me today in this part 9. We're doing part 10 next, and it will be a final note on prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind. Thank you and God bless.